Okay, we are doing Erevei Tchumin, Tav Yud. Dina Machzik Baderach Kdei Liknot Shvita. Aleph. Mi shenitkaven likboa shvitato b'makom yadua etzlo. Vechizik Baderach v'halach kdei shiagia l'otol makom v'yikne bo shvita. So a person left his home. He decided to make his new makom shvita, acquire a new place, right, further out of the city. He started traveling there, either walking there to stand there or to bring bread there. But he didn't quite make it to his desired destination. He had a makom, a specified place he wanted to reach. He didn't get there. Basically, anything, for any reason, he doesn't make it there. He gets a phone call, his friend calls him, he says it's hot, it's cold, go do it later. First come by, let's have a drink, whatever the reason is, or he himself forgets something, he wants to go get something, he starts walking back. Whatever the reason is, he doesn't make it. But he left his city, he left and he started on his way. Or he at least, we'll see, you at least started on your way, we'll see how much. Basically, that means the Erev works. Based on where you had in mind to be, if it's right, you have to specify in your mind a specific location, and then it works. Even if you didn't stand there and you didn't bring any food there, just having it because you started on your way to walk there or to bring bread there, it works. Also, amakom apayim amah l'chol ruach, and you get 2,000 amos additional from your new makom shvita, even though you never even got there because you were machzik b'derech. You started walking there. Shekevan shegamar belibo, since you had full intent, you made a decision where you want to be. Likuboa sham shvitato, to set up your residence there. V'ichzik b'derech, and you started to actually walk. Naase. Kemi, we make it as if, Chazal or Mako for you. We pretend, She'amad Sham, you are already standing there. O She'iniach Eruvo Sham, or as if you already placed your food over there. Okay. Bameh Devarim Amorim. Okay, this next line will mainly translate. It's a little bit difficult to read, especially since there's a little bit of a machloket. Rishonim Achronim had to deal with this. Be'ani, because when it comes to a poor person, a person who, at least on the road, he's considered poor, if he doesn't have any bread on him, that could be anybody, or the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, who holds even if an ani has basically no bread, no food, and he's home, he could even do, just by mind reading or by having the intentions, he can make a new era for himself if he's very poor, even from his home. Although many don't agree with that. Anyways, let's just read it. Like I said, she'ein matrichin oto laniach eruv, an ani who's on his we don't trouble an ani. In other words, he doesn't have bread on him, and we don't make him go there either. To stand there during this month. He doesn't have, right? He's not able to put bread, and so we're makel on him. Oh, beracho, or he's traveling, kagon shahaya ba baderech, or he's on the road, he wants to get to a location, he doesn't have bread on him, and he can't get there, he's far away. Again, okay. Aval im lo haya ani velo rachok lo. But if he's not an ani, he has bread on him, and he's not far, and he can get there, we're not makel like this. Okay, let's go on. Bet. Zesh yamarnu. This is what we just said. Sha kona shvita berichuk makom. A person can be kona shvita by, even if he doesn't reach the destination. Shiyachzik bederek, once he was already traveling. Lo shietze veyelech besada. He doesn't have to mamash be in the wilderness traveling. Ela afili yarid min aliyah lelechot makom. Even if he just goes downstairs from in the building where he started to go travel to his place 2,000 amos away out of the city, but all he did was he went downstairs in his building. But before he even left his courtyard, Before he left his property, someone stops him and convinces him to come back. That's good enough to be machzik b'derech, and he's kohen shvita, and that's enough. Petach beito versus chatzero, I'm not sure. Okay. V'kol kohen shvita berichuk makom, and whoever is kohen shvita by traveling and not reaching the spot yet, but he has intentions to be there, eino tzarich lomar shvitati b'makom ploni. He doesn't have to say the words verbally that where he's being kohen shvita and that he's moving his residence, right? Ela kevan shegamar belibo, since he had in mind v'chazik baderech kol shehu, and a kol shehu, he started moving with his legs, that's enough. Kana sham shvita, and that's enough. And he himself knows what he has in mind. That's enough. The only time you need it verbally is if you're using bread. The Mishnah Berurah points out there is a machlokes and a rishon and achronim for certain specifications, so it's just always better to verbalize it. Okay. I don't want to get into too much detail, but it's better to verbalize. For certain reasons, for certain achronim. Ve'ein tzarich lomar, and we don't have to say mishiyatza beragla ve'amad b'makom shekone b'shvita she'en tzarich lomar klum. And certainly, if you're actually standing there during all of Bein Hashmashos, we learned this already, then you just have to stand there, and for sure you don't have to say anything. You're there. Kevan shegamar belibo kana, as long as that's your intention to be there for Bein to move your new makom shvita and not to be back in your city, and you're there, that's all you need. So okay. Let's finish. Gimel. An shei ha'ir. Sheshalchu echad mehem leolich lehem eruvam lemakom yedua. Ve'echizik baderech. So what happens if you get appointed? You have a bunch of friends in your city and you all want to go out to have a picnic outside the city on Shabbos. And so your friends say, here, everyone gives you, everyone has to have bread for themselves. So everybody gives you 6 beitzim of bread. You have a whole backpack full of bread for all your friends, and you head out. Ve'chaziro chavero. And then someone gives you a call and says, you know, do it later. You have a few hours, come, let's have a drink, let's go play ball, let's go for a swim, whatever it is. And you get distracted. Ve'lo ha'lich eruvam. And you have your backpack with everybody's food with you, and you went to your friend instead of doing what all your friends asked you to do. What happens? Heim lo kanu shvita ve'oto makom. They did not get to this new place. Now the purpose was, let's say, to hear a Rebbe shir or to see some friends. We're going to see that later on. And to have a picnic with some friends from out of town. Whatever it is, they really wanted this eruv. So they wanted to be 4,000 amos out of their city. But they can't. They're stuck to their city because they relied on you to take bread and you didn't. Because their eruv was dependent upon what? Bread. And their bread never made it. So they're stuck to their city's limits of 2,000 amos. Who? But this guy, kana sham eruv, no, he can go. He can go and benefit from and be 4,000 amos because he made his new eruv and it worked. Even if he didn't get there,
he
also had his eruv in the bag. It doesn't matter. For everyone else, it doesn't work, and for him, it works. Why? Because he walked, and since he was walking and had intentions to get there, just he changed his mind. Doesn't work for him. It works. He started traveling. And he was on the road already. He started. He's allowed to go to that place 4,000 amos tomorrow. 2,000 amos from where he had in mind to be. And, right? So that works.
By the way, when it says that they have,
so their friends get stuck with their original city, their eruv doesn't work. And his kavana for his makom shvita, he gets a new makom shvita.
That dimin dinatam, it is like mimin dinatam. They can go outside their city on the side 2,000, right?
Yes, Tav Yud Aleph. Mi shehaya beso b'mizrach v'natan eiru b'marav. Okay, basically, you have your house or your city in the middle, and you want to, you're on Erev Shabbos, you're on one side of the house or city, and on the other side of the house or city, you place your Eruv. Does that work? In a nutshell, we've basically been through all this already, but in a nutshell, this Siman is just going to remind us that the person and his Eruv, or bread, must all be within 2,000 amos during Bein Hashmashas. Because he needs to be able to reach his bread, and besides, if he's trying to make his new Makom Shvita, his Makom Shvita means he's is going to have a new, it's going to have, it has its own 2,000 amos. So, alright, it should be intuitive, we've said it before. Bottom line, a person and his Erev all must be within 2,000 amos before Shabbos. Look at the picture and you'll see the case. You have this a city or a house in the middle, and he's on one side of Erev Shabbos, and he wants to put his bread on the other side so that he can walk, basically from the city 4,000 amos. So what happens if you do that? Mi shahaya b'mizrach beito b'tzada. The person's on the west, the east. Ve'amar lishluch l'arev lo b'marav. And he tells his friend, here, take this bread and put it on the west side. If the difference, if he's more than 2,000 amos away from his bread, right? Let's say he's 2,000 in one direction, and the bread's put down, was put 2,000 away in the other direction. That's really incidental. And the house or the city's in the middle, so it's within 2,000 amos of where he's standing. Ha'eruv enoklum. The Eruv accomplished nothing because it's more than 2,000 amos away. And since he's still next to his city, Venishar lo shevitat beito. So his city, where his house is, that city is where he is makom shevita, and he gets that entire city plus 2,000 amos. Okay. All right. Also, because, and we're saying that even though he, so the Eruv is nothing, and because you want to be in your home, that we don't say you lose that home. You still get your makom. And also we don't, because we don't say the shaliach is going to ruin it for you. You hired a shaliach to help you, not to make you suffer. So you still end up with 2,000 amos. You don't end up with nowhere to go. We don't say lo yazuz mi makom. Natana eruv b'inyan shehu lo betoch alpayim. Now let's say your city, the house, and yourself, your body, and the food are all within 2,000 amos, right? So where do you go? Where do you belong to your new eruv or your house? It should be obvious. Alpha B Shisham Beito Shigam Beito Lo Betoch Alpaim, even though his house is also within 2,000 amos. Kana Shvita Makom Eruv Lo Beveto. You obviously get your new Makom Shvita based on the bread, because that's what you specified and that's what you want. Okay, very good. Tav Yud Bet.
But if it's more than 2,000, you can get there by running?
No, you have to be there within 2,000. You have to be physically within 2,000 amos. Doesn't matter how long. Then you're out of the tchum. Out of the tchum doesn't work. The tchum is based on 2,000 amos, not how fast you run. It's always been like that for the past couple weeks. Tav Yud Bet. Din hacholek eruvo. Now a person, okay, let's see what happens. You want to divide your Eruv. You think you're allowed to do that. Here, let's read. Aleph. Eruv chatzia yom marishon l'uruch tzafon. In the morning, you want to be in the north. V'hasheni l'uruch darum. But in the afternoon, sheni means the second half of the day, in the afternoon, you want to be 2,000 amos in the south. You think you can do that. You know that you can't be in more than one place at the same time, but you think maybe your makom shvita can travel on Shabbos. Mistake. Sheta'a v'haya savor she'efshar la'asot ken. He thought it's possible. O she'amar l'shnayim arvu alai. Or you appointed two different shalichim. And one you said go up north, and one you said go down south. Right? You made a mistake. So, echad erev alav l'tzafon v'echad adarom. So each one did his job, exactly like you asked him to. So, if you're in the middle, and each one went to the extreme of 2,000 amos, you're stuck, you have nowhere to go. Except you must stay where you are, which always means within Dalet Amos. She'en yadua eze eruv kanalo. Because, right, and again, in the Rama sense, it could be four in each direction. Alright, Shulchan Aruch was two in each direction. Because in this case, you do not know, it's not known which was Kona. You decided, you were okay from where you were, you decided that you're going to make a new Makom Shvita. They're both possible. It's not Eino Eruv. They're both possible to happen. It wasn't specified which one. So Mina Shamayim, we don't know which one got affected, but one of them was in effect. So for this, you have to be Machmer. Okay. And therefore, since it's in opposite directions of 2,000 Amos, you can't move.
Why do you say that one of them actually is?
Because it is. One of them is in effect. You said, you made two Eruvs, and each one was set up, and each one was there during Bein HaShemashos. You just don't know Min HaShemayim which one took effect.
Why is it totally Min HaShemayim? It's totally
Da'at. I know, but your Da'at was both, but you can't do both at the same time. You can't be in two places. So the Chazal say, very clearly, there's no Machlokas, that one of them is Chal, and we just don't know which one. But you're right, I could make that same argument, but that's what Chazal Rekoveh. Ve'im, I don't know if it's 100% Mukhrach, maybe Chazal can explain better. I didn't see. Ve'im lo natnu ha'eruvim b'sof alpayim. Okay, now, let's say they weren't placed in two extremes. I didn't see a picture, so I made a little sketch, so that we can read this quick. You'll see the picture. Here, I'll hold up the first one. This is the first case. Basically, you have your house in the middle, and you have, in this case, it's 1,000 in each direction. So obviously, you can, if one side is your nucleus, you could only go up to 2,000 amos in each direction, but since we don't know which one, okay, you're stuck to 1,000 in each way, and upwards, you still get 2,000 amos in each way. I sent this out in the WhatsApp. Again, we'll just read it inside. Holy Chamasha Efshar. So you put two of them in opposite directions, 1,000 amos. So therefore, Holy Chamasha Efshar, Holy Chamikoach Shneim. You can only go as much as both of them will allow you. Keitza, Natan, Kolech, Leirubilosof, Elef, Mibeto. 1,000 in each direction. So then, Yeshel, Elef, Amma, Mibeto, Lekolech, Merubim. So this person can no longer walk 2,000 amos. He wanted to benefit himself by getting an extra 1,000 amos, and he actually lost 1,000 amos, because we don't know which one. Natan echad lemizrach lesof elef. The other case is, let's say you place it in one direction, 1,000. Ve'asheni lema'arav lesof chamishmeot. So one side's 500, one side is 1,000, and then 500. So obviously the one that's 500 only limits you 500. So the opposite direction, you're going to have 1,500. And, okay, it's obvious when you see it in the picture, or just think about it. And, holech lamarav, elef, mikoach, mashashir, lo ha'erub, shuvim mizrach, ule mizrach, elef, achamesh me'ot, mikoach, mashashir, lo ha'erub, shuvim marav. So each one limits you. If one side limits you 500, so then you get 1,500 the opposite direction, and the advice for, and the other one, if you want 1,000, you could only go, 1,000 the other way. Okay. Fine. Anyway, so in these cases, you have a little bit of an awkward square. It's not a square, it's a rectangle. Okay. Tav Yud Gimel. Din Hama'ariv L'Rabim. Now you're doing this for other people besides yourself. Aleph. Hama'ariv L'Rabim Yishalo. If you're using all of your own bread for yourself. Omer Harei Eruv Zeh Bishvil Kol Bnei Ha'ir. So you say, you take up the bread. You give it to someone else to lift up, to make a kinyan, and you say, this is for everybody. But for every person you have in mind, you have to have enough bread for each person. Right? Two seudos. So obviously, you're not going to be able to do an eruv. One guy's probably not going to be able to do an eruv for an entire city. That'll be way too much bread. And whoever wants to rely on him is allowed to rely on him as long as he has enough food for you. You have to be able to use somebody, right? We just said that. Somebody else. old enough, who has das. We've been through these halachos before. And exactly, kamo be'eruvei chatzeros. Just like eruvei chatzeros, except eruvei chatzeros would have been enough for two meals for the entire city, right? I think that's what we said. Vitzarich lehodiam. And you obviously have to let them know. They have to agree. Maybe because they don't want to move their nucleus. Because if you gain 2,000 amos in one direction, you're losing 2,000 amos in the other direction. So it doesn't work unless you have their permission.
Before Shabbos or even during Shabbos?
So the Mishnah Berurah here says it has to be tzarich lehodiam. You have to let them know before Shabbos, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch writes. But he says, even if it's bein hashmashos b'di'eved, it's good enough. Lechatchila, really... The whole bein hashmashos is supposed to be proper. You have to have it in mind. The erev has to be there. Okay, but at least if it's part of it, b'di'eved, it will work. V'kol mi shehodio, and anyone who you tell me ba'odiyom before bein hashmashos, afil lo gamar b'lima lismach alami b'odiyom el achar shechashecha have erev. So you tell somebody. He doesn't have to decide. He can say, all right, thanks for letting me know. I'm going to think about it. Maybe. And I'll decide after Shabbos. I mean, after Tzeis, after Shabbos starts. Harve Eruv, it works. Because you're allowed to, we learned, and we're going to learn again, you're allowed to have Breira. You're allowed to decide during, after Bein HaShemashos, what you had in mind, what Ki'ilu you had in mind during, we look at it as if you had in mind going backwards to the beginning of Bein HaShemashos. And that works, certainly for Dinei Derabanan. Okay, we assume this is Derabanan. Anyways, that's the halacha. For Hilchas Erev. Aval, im lo hodio mi ba'odiyom, but if you didn't tell him before the day started, eini yachol lismoch alav le'achar shetach shach, you can't tell him after Shabbos starts, after it says. That's too late. V'chein, mi sheiniach eruv l'kol Shabbatot Hashana. A person sets up an eruv for everybody for the whole year. Ve'amar ezenem sheyirtze elech liyasmoch alav, and he says, I'm not deciding right now. I'm gonna decide later on in the week, later on in the year. You're allowed to be somech on such, and when you set it up, you leave the option open. You don't specify. You leave the option open. So then it's okay. If, right, you can set up two in different directions. Afal pi, you're one and decide if you're going to use it or not. Afal pi shelo gamar b'libo ad lamachar. Even if you don't decide until Shabbos itself, yachol lismoch alav, you're allowed to rely on it. Okay. V'chein mi sheshama sheish lachacham lavo. Similar. You hear there's a chacham coming. Rabbi Kron is coming this week to speak. So you want to hear him. So what do? You're not. The Ein Yodeh is the Ruach, but you don't know where he's going to be speaking. He might go to this side of the city or that side of the city. You don't know which neighborhood in Aleph or which bungalow colony he's going to be in. So you don't know what to do. So then you set up two Eruvim. He has Shnei Eruvim to cover your bases. You know he's going to be in one of these two places. The Amar, and you say like this, La'oto tzad shevo chacham yikanele Eruv. Wherever he goes, that's where my Eruv works. So even if the chacham doesn't even decide himself until Shabbos starts, l'ruach sheyavelo chacham kanalo. So that's wherever the chacham goes, since that was his tanai, that's how he set it up. It works. Oh, imamar imlo yavo klal yakiv neir. You could even say, and if the rabbi doesn't show, then I'm not using either one. Ohim yavo shnayim, or there's two rabbis and. L'makom shertzelech, and I'm going to decide wherever my legs take me. Hakol lefi tanai. It works. It's all based on the tanai, and it can work retroactively. Mecheni mar l'shnayim l'shlosha harini mariv al'izem mikem she'ertze. You set up two, three. Afal pi shalaber et mish ratza ad she'techshach havei eruv. Even though it wasn't specified, it all works. It's a good eruv. All right. Have a great Shabbos.